KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. The writer F. Scott Fitzgerald is probably best known for his Jazz Age novel, The Great Gatsby. What's not as well known is that his wife Zelda was also a writer. Today's poet, Marjorie Manwaring, is fascinated with the Fitzgeralds, and she's imagined a letter from Zelda to Scott. But before we hear her read that poem, I asked Marjorie to tell us a little bit more about who the Fitzgeralds were.
They were sort of the quintessential jazz age couple, if you want to call it that. And yet, you know, their relationship was intense, and they loved each other, but it was very troubled. Towards the end of her life, Zelda was in and out of mental institutions and would write to her husband, and he would write back to her. Letter from Zelda. My darling Scott, I feel so exploded, I can barely write. Like a gourd, not knowing the hand that shakes me. My mind a million seeds. But weren't we once grand? A Ferris wheel in Paris, spinning ourselves silly. I never loved you more than when you bent over your desk, pen gouging paper. Never hated you more. Your pen always blackening, always my paper white as dogwood. And though you cried, your relief heavied the air when you left me in this room, where everything is cream-colored rest, no silver shoes, dance floors, gin, or us. I've planted a sunflower seed. I give it water from the pitcher on my bedstand. One day its yellow head will be as full as mine.
That's Marjorie Manwaring reading her poem, Letter from Zelda. You'll find that poem in her collection, Search for a Velvet-Lined Cape. You can also find a link to the text of that poem at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword Zelda. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at kuow.org.